Not only did Judge Lunsford retire early and have his bid to become an appeals court judge stall, but the Judicial Conduct Board counseled Judge Grine for having an inappropriate relationship with Parks Miller during this period. See the image gallery below. The remaining judge during this time, President Judge Thomas Kistler, had his plans to become a senior judge ruined when the police caught him driving under the influence of alcohol shortly after he retired. He then violated his probation by drinking alcohol at a crowded local restaurant, thinking he was above the rules. After the county voted Parks Miller out, the disciplinary board finally took action against her 8 years after the first documented misconduct report. I have included the order suspending her law license below. The suspension was for 1 year, after which she could apply for reinstatement. I believe the committee denied her first application, and she is still not allowed to practice law. That's not stopped her from plastering Tinder and Bumble with trashy photos. See below. In the misconduct report, you can read about all the other misconduct Parks Miller committed in the 13-page committee recommendation and 45-page order contained in the image gallery. In particular, as noted by the disciplinary board, the role of a prosecutor is to serve the public and seek justice, not convictions or victim advocacy, and that she's harmed the public perception of the judiciary and the level of trust in the criminal justice system. I wonder how many district attorneys see their role as truth and justice seekers, and not punishers. I suspect few.